Hello and welcome to the Dadcast. My name is Matt.
My name's Paul.
And we are both dads, gamers, and tech lovers.
And content creators.
And don't forget content creators. This is our podcast and we hope you enjoy it. Stay tuned, tune into future episodes, and we hope that you enjoy the chill out with us. And of course, we like to enjoy
a good old fashioned drinky poo.
A good old fashioned drinky poo. So we will always introduce a new drink each week or each episode. So stay tuned, tune in, have fun, chill out, and de-stress as a parent, a dad, a gamer, and a tech lover.
Enjoy it.
Peace.
Love you.
Hello, everyone.
Howdy.
Welcome back.
Did you cut it off early?
I cut it off early because I normally miss it. I normally miss it. To those who don't know what we're talking about, I always play our intro in our ear.
Like three times.
Three times, but then I forget to press stop and it goes into the start. So we did it. I did it a bit prematurely today. But episode 22.
Episode 22.
And we...
The grand finale.
This is the grand finale, minus any special edition over Christmas time. So we had our Spotify Wrapped.
We did.
Our Spotify Wrapped podcaster edition.
There's a lot of weirdos
yesterday.
Out there.
There's a lot of weirdos who like the podcast. So all 86, I think it was 86 fans that we are their number one podcast.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is, yeah. It's small numbers, but it's still...
Well, the crazy thing is... Wow. We might have, because we just assume that we're recording this for our friends, like our, you know, our gaming tech friends. We might have people who listen to this podcast that are in a different country that we don't even know.
They don't even know and they enjoy it.
They weirdly enjoy us two talking in my dining room. So that's I've actually never thought of it like that before. And it's a bit of
when it came up and it said streamed in 26 countries. I was like, I don't know people in 26 countries.
No, I don't. 25 of them are in the UK, luckily. Yeah. But yeah, that is mind blown. So if you are organically
listening
someone
to
who's
podcast.
Found the podcast and stuck with us, then wow, fair play. Yeah. Thank you.
Give us a follow on the Dadcast Instagram page and anything you want to add to topics or anything like that, let us know.
Yeah, exactly. And also just be cool to know
who you are.
Say who you are, basically. Yeah, exactly. So don't be shy. Drop us a little DM. And yeah, thank you for hanging in. So 86 number one fans. I think it was like 166 people. We were in their top five.
Yeah.
And like 280 odd that were in their top 10. So they're still incredible.
Big numbers.
Obviously those people only probably have listened to this one podcast, so there's no competition.
Yeah.
But it's still very, very
surreal. Have I told you I've got a new VPN service at home?
You got 45 different servers set up, so that's what pushes our stats up. But that is mental. So we've hit and surpassed our target, which I think was 20.
20 episodes, yeah.
So we've done 22 minus any special end of the year episodes.
Yep.
So I think we can sleep easy knowing that we had a plan, we stuck to it, and we achieved it.
Smash season three for you, one for me.
One for you, three for me, but actually definitely been my favourite season. Mm. So thank you.
Thank you for inviting me.
My little co-host. And it shows that we can do it when we want to scale it up anymore with the Dream Den when you make it.
Yeah, when I can be bothered to do it.
Yeah, a couple of years' time, when the kids are grown up.
Yeah.
So there we go. So moving into episode 22, obviously our theme, as always, is... Mystery drink, and it's your turn
beer.
This week.
It's my beer. It's beer.
It is beer. We're back on the beer.
I had to Google
The blurb.
So, obviously, we are in December.
Mm-hmm.
So, a few things signal the start of the festive season.
Mm-hmm.
The first mince pie.
Yep, had that.
The first warble of Mariah.
Mm, unfortunately, heard that.
Yep. And your first sip of Hoppy Xmas.
Ooh.
Tangy citrus, papaya and pineapple rest on a solid malty base for a merry and bright IPA that's going to get you feeling like all kinds of festive.
That sounds pretty
like
incredible.
The big man himself.
Yeah.
Hoppy Xmas only makes a brief appearance every year. So
limited
hop
run
to it while you try.
Wow. That
so
sounds
this is
festive.
The very mild 6% Hoppy Xmas by BrewDog.
Oh, BrewDog, nice. I think BrewDog will probably go down as the most featured
in our podcast.
Brewer on the podcast
carry
this season.
In my new hoodie, so they might be a little bit furry.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. And we're wearing matching hoodies tonight.
We are matching hoodies today. You can tell there's been a new sneak drop recently.
Yeah, we're both wearing the sneak black edition hoodie tonight, and we could try out that plan we had of wife swap, just see if Carly notices.
I don't know if I'm going to get up for that.
No,
I'm too scared.
Yeah, to be fair, you should be. Hoppy Xmas Festive IPA. That's cool. It's a red can with gold lettering. We'll take a picture of this in a bit.
Nice little snowdrop effect on it.
It is. So we will go a bit of ASMR. Oh, lively.
They've been in my pocket and I drove it.
Yeah, you ran it, didn't you?
It's very, it is very citrusy. You can taste that papaya straight away. It's very nice.
That is really nice. Well, obviously, we're drinking these out of the cans. We can't give you a sight test on whether it's a cloudy or a clear or whatever, but it's classic BrewDog bitter aftertaste.
Yeah. I think it is just a standard, not a hazy or anything like that. It's just a normal amber IPA.
Yeah. It does taste like a hazy Jane, in fairness.
So this
Thank
was
you very much.
From Sainsbury's.
Yep.
Jess was food shopping and she bought me a 10 box crate.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a Christmas edition 10 box crate. So there was some Lost Lagers, Hazy Janes, yep. Punk. Then there was two of these.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's another two in there that I almost bought with me as well, but I thought better not.
Yeah, nice.
Which were called Cake Cartel. They're only small, obviously small cans, but I don't know if that's a play on the layer cake.
Maybe.
But it's a hazelnut stout, that one.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Which did sound really nice.
Yeah, that does sound nice. But this is very in keeping for our pre-Christmas episode.
Hoppy Xmas.
But you do know when you're having a brew dog. It's that bitterness that kicks in afterwards.
Yeah. The hops they use are quite bitter, aren't they?
Yeah. Mm. Well, thank you very much. That's not going to last very long. And I guess that leads us into the most important question of the podcast, which you're not prepared for. It's a little curveball I'm going to throw
in
here.
I was looking at my list and going, where's this going?
This popped into my head because we've been doing this at work. So what's your favourite Christmas song?
My favourite Christmas song? That's a very good answer. Do you know what? It is a toss-up between, because I always look forward to hearing Chris Rea at Christmas.
Yep.
Driving home for Christmas. Yep. That's normally in the car when I'm driving home from work.
Yep, I have two, so I'll tell you mine in a minute.
So there's that. Or there's that Wham song. Is it Last Christmas? Yeah.
That's my two.
Is it?
Shut up.
Get out.
Shut up. I literally was going to say that. Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas, and Wham.
Wham.
Because I've got a Christmas playlist in my car.
Okay.
And the way I like all Christmas songs.
It sounds
songs.
Really scripted now. It really wasn't.
That was not. The reason I know that I like those two the most is I like all Christmas songs.
Yeah.
But there are songs that I like that I skip when I'm not in the mood. And those will be things like Slade, Wizard, amazing songs.
Iconic
Elton John,
songs, but they're just...
You know, Mariah Carey. But the two songs which I very, very, very rarely skip are Wham! Last Christmas and Chris Rea.
Because they're probably the two least overplayed.
That, and I think they aren't overly Christmassy. So although Wham! Has Christmas lyrics in it, it could just be
but
a song.
But it's got that jingle in the background,
which is very
it sticks with you.
And also Chris Rea, it's got that, you know, a little bit of like jingle jangle in the back. But other Christmas songs are very, very, very much Christmas songs.
Yeah.
And if you're not in the mood for it, then I will tend to skip. So Mariah skip, Slade, you know, kicks off its thing and it's a bit much. You're like, oh, it's a bit full on Christmas.
Mm.
Whereas I tend to find like those two are a little bit melancholy-ish.
Yeah.
Because Last Christmas is quite a sad song, but, you know, Christmassy and romantic, whatever.
Mm.
And Chris Rea is a nice message, but, you know, it's that sort of I'm coming home. So you relate to it when you're getting home on the way home from work. So those are my two as well.
Amazing.
Mental.
There's another.
That's why we podcast together.
This is.
Quite clearly.
Dress the same.
Same things. Are you sure you don't want a wife swap?
They wouldn't notice. I shave my head. It'd be fine.
Shave your head off. It would be absolutely fine. We both have tiny penises. They won't notice.
They won't notice at all.
There we go. So that was my little curveball for the day.
That's
I thought that was quite
good.
That was quite good. So moving into topics
moving
then.
Moving into topics. So
what are we starting with?
Obviously, I think being the Christmas period.
Yep.
Everyone at the moment is obviously feeling the pinch one way or another.
Yep.
And, you know, works are obviously now trying to get everything tidied up towards the end. So everything, I think, we could spend a bit of time just, you know, letting everybody know that it's mental at the moment. Like, I've got to the point where I've been so busy that I've just stopped content.
You haven't been on Instagram for a couple of weeks.
No, I know we mentioned it before, but my last post was, obviously, I posted the other day because I fucking had to because they were being dickheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Prior to that, it was Halloween because I've just been so busy leading up to Christmas.
Yeah.
And then I've now got a week and 2 days before I break for Christmas.
Amazing.
And so I've got a lot. Well, I've not got a lot, but I've just got to make sure that every big job or anything I've got left at work is finished by Friday next week.
And you've had a nightmare. Obviously, you know, for many reasons. One, the hierarchy's changed at your work. And you, the buck stops with you.
It does, yeah.
Until you need to speak to tech support. Yeah. And then they make your job a lot harder.
10 times worse, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. That can't be easy.
No, but it's part of the fun.
Is what it is. See, the weird thing is, like, we've had... In property, we've had a mental 2 years.
Mm.
Like, in particular, rentals. Obviously, this year has been dire for sales because of the interest rates and the inflation rises and everything. But 6 months ago, I couldn't get a property for love nor money. Like, you know, everything was renting in a heartbeat. We had 20 people for each property, 100 leads overnight for each property. It was just ridiculous, not sustainable, not fun, not pleasant. As much as people would think, oh, you know, you're milking it, it's not.
No.
Because you can only rent a house once. So if you've got 100 people wanting that one property, it's horrible. Yeah. It's absolutely horrible.
Yeah. 99 people are going to be pissed off.
Yeah, basically, and unhappy and whatever. And you still got to take the calls long after you've let a property because the lag between people seeing that it's offline or it's been taken or whatever. So the demand on the phones are just horrible when you're a small team.
Mm.
However, in the last 2 weeks, I must have put on about 25 properties.
Oh, wow.
No lie. 17 properties with one customer. It just refurbished a whole block and spent a fortune on the millions on the block and now wants them all let and gave them to us at proper full London prices for Bournemouth.
Oh,
and it's
lovely.
Like we've reduced them and reduced them and reduced them. And we finally, I think we've just found the biting point.
Okay.
Where we've reduced it by like £400 a month per flat.
That's a lot.
They were really expensive, but they're nice. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're big. These flats, they're like 700-800 square foot flats, all brand new flooring, kitchens, bathrooms, all redecked. They are nice, but town centre, no parking, £1,600 two bed, nice.
That's a lot.
No.
If you had parking, you could justify it.
Yeah, you could for a high-ender, for a high-end client.
Yeah.
But without parking, it's really, really difficult. So, you know, today, four bed bungalow on £2,000 a month, another one bed on today. Yeah, just like every day, it's like one, two properties. And I'm out photographing them all as quick as I can.
Yeah.
Getting them on, and then Lauren, my negotiator, is just like, you're giving me another property. I'm like, yes, you know, we just got to get them let. You know, we got, like you said, 2 weeks until we shut down, and you know, we're not going to let them all before Christmas.
No,
they're going to kick into January. January's normally quite busy for us, but people don't move at Christmas unless they have to. And the people who have to move sometimes aren't the people that you want to have in your properties.
Yeah, because you suppose you get to that point where people go, we're just going to delay it now because...
They will do, yeah. Basically, they shut down. But it wouldn't be so bad if we pre-prepared people to move in on the 2nd of January. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Just get someone secured now for moving in the first 2 weeks of Jan. Perfect. There'll be no dramas there.
No.
But the phones aren't ringing. We've got 30 odd units.
People then go, I'll wait till next year now.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of a good problem. I'm not complaining, and they are really nice looking properties. Like everything we've got in the books at the minute is nice.
Yeah.
We do pride ourselves on having nice properties for people, nice homes. But you know, if I'd had them 6 months ago, we'd be laughing.
Mm.
Whereas right now we're not. We're crying every time we put one on. So yeah, very busy. We're going to be busy right up until D-Day.
Right till the end of this. Yeah.
We do have some nice Christmas stuff coming up at work though. We've got a Christmas party next Thursday.
Lovely.
Which is a combination of two offices. We have a sister company which. Technically isn't part of the same firm, but one of our directors owns it. So we...
That Penhill one.
Yeah, over in Camford Cliffs, yeah. So we're going to meet up with their team and go out for Christmas party next Thursday. And then the week after that, the following Thursday, they have a kitchen in theirs with an oven and stuff. So they make basically all hot food. So we'll bring the snacks, have some drinks at their office.
Oh, lovely.
Work from there on laptops and stuff. And then the next day is breakup day. We go down to the German bar, have a drink, finish half day. So it's going to go very quick.
It's going to go quick, yeah.
It's going to go really quick, and we've got a lot to do.
Yeah, because I've got the 20th is, well, no, the 19th is my last day.
That's really early. So that's like Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tuesday, not next week, the week after.
The week after. So yeah, you've got basically one full week left and then a couple of days. So you're laughing.
So we normally would break up Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
But I've got a holiday to use.
Yeah, so I've got one day.
The 19th, so I'm off from the 20th through until the 3rd of Jan.
Yeah.
Because 2nd of Jan's Layla's birthday, so I've had to book that off as well.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I've got a day's holiday, so I might take off a day next week. And, yeah, maybe take off the day before the Christmas party. Someone's already booked off the day after the Christmas party, so I can't do that.
You can't have the hangover day.
No, exactly. So that's our run into Christmas with work and stuff. Obviously, family life is always busy. Nothing changes.
No, nothing changes. Both my kids are on the naughty list at the moment.
You've had a bad week. Considering leading up to Christmas, they are pushing it.
I'm not proud to say it, and I am proud at the same time, but both my kids currently in my eyes are complete dicks.
You've had a bad parenting week.
Oh, yeah. So, was it Wednesday, Jess has gone to yoga. Sent the kids to bed at 8 o'clock. Usual, you know, standard school night.
Yep.
And I've always... hits me so hard because historically my kids are pretty good at going to bed,
better than ours normally.
Yeah, like they normally, I'll put them up, they go upstairs, I read a book for half hour, they go to sleep, job done. But for whatever reason, it was like 9 o'clock, I could still hear people upstairs. I'm going, what on earth's happening? So I go upstairs, go to sleep, yeah, all right. 20 minutes later, I can still hear Layla's foot walking around. So I go upstairs, as I've got halfway up the staircase, I've heard her dash across the landing, switch her bedroom light off, door shut really quickly. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm going to sleep. It's like, well, you should have been asleep at least 45 minutes to go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, no, you're not. And then my phone pops up saying, Layla's just posted a TikTok video. And I was like, why are you posting to TikTok? I haven't. I've literally just had a notification to say you have. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm
like, they don't get techie like we get tech.
I'm like, she's like, oh, I'm sorry. Then her phone's going off because it sounds like she spent the whole hour and a half up that she'd been upstairs just texting her mates and making TikTok videos.
Yeah. So for the benefit of people who don't know how old your daughter is, how old is she?
She's 11.
She's 11?
Yeah.
Smashing TikTok already.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Don't get me wrong, I've seen these videos. They are crap.
Yeah.
But she's so locked down that like only like us or people she asks to follow can see them, so it doesn't go out to the gen pub.
Just her close friends.
Yeah, it's no gen pop going on there.
No.
So that was Wednesday. So obviously, since then, Jess has gone into the old parental controls and she's locked her phone down so she can't do anything because, you know.
Punishment time,
yeah.
Yeah, so we had that as well. I mean, our kids, in fairness, ours have been quite good this week and they've got up and got ready for school because I still have to dress the girls half the time.
Mm.
So I'm late for work every day because I have to get the girls ready, put on their socks, you know, pull up their trousers, put their shirts on, come up with them, do their teeth.
Yeah,
but this week, in fairness, they've got themselves ready before I'm even up, which is amazing. So hopefully we're making that transition now to them being a little bit more independent. But they've been generally quite good this week. But the week before that, leading up to that, it was very much pad ban.
Yeah,
Daisy in particular is a pad zombie. So once she's locked into that pad, you can't get anything out of her.
No.
It's just, that's it. She's just in a world of her own.
May come off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So pad ban came in and keeping an eye on that. And speaking of pad ban... Did I tell you about my data issue with my phone?
No.
So last month I had a warning saying you've used up 80% of your data. This was 2 weeks before my new month would start.
Yeah.
So it didn't really worry me at that point. I thought, oh, maybe I've just, you know, when we upload videos, they're like 1.5 gig per video and stuff. Maybe I'd come off Wi-Fi. Maybe I've posted while I'm in the car. It all adds up.
Yeah.
So I didn't think too much of it. Ran out of data. I think I paid for £3 for 24 hours to go back up towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, that was a really weird month. This month, 2 days into my new month, you used up 80% of your data. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
How?
I'm like, I'm at work 9 to 6.
Yeah.
I'm on Wi-Fi. I drive home, 10-minute drive. I'm listening to Audible. I'm usually listening to a book or I'm playing Christmas
songs.
Which is already downloaded.
Yeah.
So shouldn't be any drama there. Then I get home and I'm on 1 gigabyte fast broadband. So it's just like, no, this isn't on. My phone's going really slow as well. So I'm like, maybe it's a technical issue. Maybe it's a bug with a software update because I upgraded to 17.2 or whatever.
Beta, what they're on.
Exactly. Yeah. So I thought maybe it's to do with that. So I called them up today and really nice Welsh lady on the phone. She was like, yeah, no, you've definitely used the data. I was like, how? I was like, I explained what I've just said, Wi-Fi all day, basically. She's like, yeah, you've used up 20 gig on YouTube. I'm like... That's not going to be me because I don't watch YouTube. I don't watch it. If I do watch it, it's usually on a PC. I don't really sit on a phone and watch YouTube. No. I normally watch on a computer. But that's Daisy written all over.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, do you have, what do they call it, hotspot on your phone? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, is it on? I'm like, yeah. She's like, well, this is what happened with my daughter. Basically, they automatically connected to your hotspot rather than Wi-Fi, and they've been watching their pads on your data. And the amount of data, you know, they're on YouTube for 3 hours or just leave it playing in their room while they're downstairs doing something
else. Yeah, playing with toys or whatever and they've got YouTube rattling on.
It's basically just YouTube on repeat and it's rinsed 20 gig. I've only got 40.
Yeah.
But, you know, between that and what was this, there was a second app. There was two apps that that used up most of the data. I can't remember what the second was. It was like 6 gig. But then after that, all the others were nominal because that's what I've been using on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So 26 gig was used up in 2 days. So if any parents have the same issue, turn off your hotspot. Because apparently the description she said was, if you go out and because she is on my hotspot when she goes out or used to be.
Yeah.
She's got a SIM card now. She doesn't need to, but it just remembers that it can tether to your phone. And if there's Wi-Fi issues, Daisy knows how to turn off the Wi-Fi on her pad.
Yeah.
So but rather than go to the data on the SIM, it's gone to the next Wi-Fi signal, which is
your hotspot,
which is my hotspot.
Oh, wow.
So 20 gig. But in fairness to her, the lady on the phone said, I've refreshed your data. I've given you double data this month. So now you've got 40 again.
Oh, wow.
So EE customer service. Well done today.
Yeah, no, fair play.
I had a good laugh with her on the phone. I'm a firm believer when you call up with issues, try and have some fun and be kind.
Yeah, because it can't be nice for them hearing problem after problem all day long.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, you make their day easier, but I do believe the nicer you are to people, the more inclined they are to go nice the extra back. Mile.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, and do things they wouldn't do for a customer that's being an arsehole.
Yeah.
So that, there's a 44-year-old man tip there. Be kind to people that you're unhappy with.
Yeah.
Because actually, you get more out of it.
Yeah, you're more likely to be looked met after. With better approach. Yeah,
exactly. So that was sorted today, but that was a weird one.
That is an
because
odd one, yeah.
That's only happened in the last 2 months. You know, I've had data roaming on forever.
Yeah, and it's never been an
issue.
And
it's only happened in the last 2 months. So something is how I said that to us. I'm like, why is this just happening now?
Yeah.
He's like, then sometimes it just
happens.
Just happens.
So it could have been an update.
Yeah. So that was a weird one today. So YouTube ban is very much...
Yeah.
Like, Daisy, do not come off the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Emily's attitude when she goes on YouTube, she could be on it for like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And as soon as she comes off it, her attitude just stinks.
Mm.
Bloody awful.
It's a tough one. But then again, I hate Bluey.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably one of the few that do.
Makes every adult.
Everyone absolutely loves Bluey, but I'm one of the exceptions to the rule, I think.
So, circling back quickly to the old lady situation.
Yep.
Jess, I was talking to Jess about it last night, and she's like, oh, she keeps going on this app. To like to watch videos,
yeah.
And I was like, "Well, what? She's on TikTok." She's like, "No, it's called." She's like looking at her face. So it's called CapCut. She keeps watching videos on CapCut. I was like,
"Templates."
I'm like, "You can't watch videos on." She's like, "Well, she is. She is. I'm telling you, she is." I'm like, "She's like, do you even know what it is?" I'm like, "Trust me, I know what CapCut is. I use it quite a lot."
Yeah.
I was like, "So all she's doing is watching templates."
She's watching templates.
Yeah. And then if she finds one that she likes,
yeah,
she then just. Chooses random pictures
and recreates it for herself,
and then just creates it for herself.
So basically, she's a future designer, future editor, video editor.
Just random photos that she's found in her camera.
Yeah, that is funny. But yeah, like, no, there are templates. I've started using them, but not really for the tech stuff, but for the personal stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So like when I went to London and we did the Christmas lights,
they look amazing.
I went into there and then put in London Christmas, and they got loads.
Yeah,
and you just like you said, it tells you 1.2 seconds, 2 seconds, 1.2. You just drop it in.
Yeah. Which I've used it a couple of times. It's very handy.
It is. Yeah. I don't know if I would use it that often for as I say, the tech stuff.
No.
But it's definitely good for your more personal stuff where you just want to create something quick.
That's it.
There we go. So what's the first proper topic then after our nightmare parenting?
Right, so we've done parents, so that's ticked off for the week. So now we're on to our games, TV and tech.
Well, the big one for the week, should we start with the biggest one?
Go on then.
GTA 6.
GTA 6.
So we've seen the trailer.
Seen a teaser.
We've seen the teaser trailer, no gameplay.
No.
But in fairness, on GTA, cutscene footage and gameplay
are
generally very comparable.
Yeah.
So it does look very good and very, very populated.
Mm.
So the thing with most GTA games up to this point, you don't feel like you're walking through a crowd.
No, but it looks like the beach, when you look at the beach
busy.
There's a lot of comparisons I've seen today where it's like... San Andreas Beach, Vice City Beach.
Yeah.
Like GTA 6 Beach.
Yeah. Like double the people.
Yeah.
So that looks really interesting.
And can't wait to run around and get a minigun down there.
Yeah. Obviously based on the Vice City world.
Yeah. See, this is what I've been contemplating because the rumours have been for, 12 years now that it's going to be like a mashup of San Andreas, Vice City, blah, 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 blah.
Could be.
But then with this video, they've obviously introduced, what do they call it? Leonidas or something, or Leon. I keep wanting to say Leonidas, but it's not that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what they've named this province.
Yeah.
But is that gonna? Because that's all we know. We don't really know much. We've seen a sign saying Vice. We've seen a sign saying Sands.
Yeah.
So is that going to be like a continent of
San Andreas.
Well, no, the continent itself would be this Leondis.
Yeah.
And then within that, you've got the city of San Andreas, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's where my mind goes.
Yeah, it would be very interesting. I mean, it's almost nice to not know. And then when you get it, it would just be like, bam.
There's been some, like, you know, you get the people that like who watch the trailer and do deep dives. Like, if you look at this scene here, you see this bit of text. And there's been some people who have got deep.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously there's a lot of things in the trailer that were based on memes.
Yeah.
So people are seeing, like, alligators in a shop and, you know, all those. I've seen a lot
the
of
woman
the...
sat on a taxi.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I've seen those videos which basically, you know, say that this is just modern culture references, basically.
Yeah, which is quite cool to have.
Which is cool. But no, just the game in general looked very slick. Like I said, I know it's not gameplay footage, but GTA is normally very close to how it looks. Yeah. It's not a film, then you play the game, it looks like GTA.
It's not Final Fantasy where you get these stellar graphics and then you get put on top down pixelated.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm sure it will look absolutely amazing considering the amount of development time they've had. Mm. But that is a really exciting one. Obviously, the less exciting part is having to wait till 2025.
Oh, I know. I was like, if they could have said, like, you know, winter 24, I'd have been happier.
Yeah, within 12 months.
Yeah.
Would have been probably better hype. But, you know, 12 months from now, it's the end of 2024. So if it's early 25, it's not that far.
It's not that far.
If it's summer of 25, just shouldn't have told me.
Yeah, if it's going to be anywhere between now and April, then I'm happy. Anything post-April, they should have waited.
They should have waited. But then I guess it's one of those things where now you can forget about it for 6 months. You will forget about it and you'll go on to other stuff and play other games. And then suddenly they'll rehype it back up.
Potentially a female protagonist.
There is, yeah.
And then there's that bloke as well. So one of the videos I saw that was like...
Bonnie and Clyde sort of thing, I think.
Yeah, it looks that way. But yeah, there was one of these like, you know, people going in deep where they're like, well, if you look at the guy, he's wearing these like this type of trousers.
Mm.
This type of trousers look identical to this brand of trousers which outfit the LA Police Department, and they're called this. And that's what their undercovers and rogue cops wear. You know, because you need to have the uniform on at all times. So they wear these square trousers. And you look at this bit here, he's holding his gun with his left hand and blah, blah, blah.
That is deep.
Like, so we think that you're playing an undercover police officer.
Mm.
And I'm like, where do you get that from?
That is a deep dive, to be
fair. Yeah, you're playing both sides. She's in the gang, you're an undercover cop. Like,
I mean, that would work. That would work, where you got to do two sets of missions and stuff.
Because you look at GTA 5, where you had the three different perspectives and three different characters. So they could do that again.
Yeah.
But I was like, just watching this video going, man, like, you've watched this, that 2 minute clip.
100 times, maybe more.
Far too many times.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to be incredible. So we've got a bit of a wait for that. And as more stuff comes out, I'm sure we'll talk about that on season four.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's been Game of the Year happening recently.
Yeah.
Baldur's Gate 3, I think, won most.
Baldur's Gate 3 did won most. I've still not finished it.
I haven't played it. I don't think you'd like it,
if I'm honest.
No, it doesn't strike me as my type of game. Then, interestingly, I think someone put in their polls, I think it might have been Spawn Point, said, obviously, Baldur's Gate won Game of the Year. How many people have played it, did a poll, and it was 91%.
Yeah.
Hadn't played the game. So I think maybe there is a niche for it, but I don't think it's a broad...
niche for it, but also, I think just the scale of, you look at story, character development.
Yep.
Things you can actually do, and all you look at those, that sort of versatility, that like it does blow out most games because it's very versatile in what you can
top
do.
Down game
ish depends how you want to play it. You can play it in sort of like an over the shoulder, you can play it in a top down, and like it's an open world free roam. Then when you get into like a fight, it becomes like very turn-based, like XCOM. Yeah,
hate that.
And because it's obviously, it's very Baldur's Gate is Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah,
like it's all based on like dice rolls. You know, when somebody attacks you, you have like a saving roll to see whether how much damage you take, or you have like an attack roll. There's like initiative. Like, it's got all the Dungeons and Dragons mechanics built into a video game, as well as video game mechanics.
I think the main reason I don't like those games is because I don't understand them.
So yeah, I've restarted it twice and I've not finished it.
Yeah,
and it's very good. It's very slow, very methodical.
Yeah, I just don't have enough time for games like that. I think that is what has spoilt games for me, certainly for the last few years since Graham's taken over all of our spare time, is that anything that requires you to have quite a steep learning curve, or you have to play for hours to get used to playing doesn't work for me anymore.
No.
Like Apex Legends for me works a treat because I can jump on for three games and hop off.
Yeah.
And get my fix. Yeah. So before you came over tonight, I was eating my pizza. I played two or three games, killed a few people, came off. I kind of felt like I played some games tonight.
Yeah, just job done.
But if you'd have got me to go on to play Alan Wake, which I've got, part of the laptop deal I did, this was a cushy little bonus. Wasn't part of the collab, but because I bought the laptops, I was given the money to buy the laptops with Amazon. I qualified for a free game.
Oh, no.
But it was Alan Wake 2.
Yeah.
And I remember loving Alan Wake when it was on console. So that's one I want to get my teeth into. But I know if I play it for an hour, it's not enough.
That's not enough. Especially when you're first starting a game, you need at least like 3 hours.
I think you do. And the thing is, because it's part of the laptop thing, it's on the laptop. So it's not like I can go sit on the sofa and play on a controller and just chill. I've got to be... It sounds weird. As someone who has tech gaming setups, sometimes I don't like being sat in my setup playing games.
No.
Apex is different because I prefer it on PC. But most of the time gaming, I prefer to be on the sofa on the Xbox or PS5.
Yeah.
So
just couch co-op.
It's just couch cozy, you know, have a beer and relax. But yeah, Alan Wake 2 was up there as well. Mm. That's probably more my type of game.
Yeah.
Love a good story. And then speaking of stories, actually, onto podcasts. Speaking of, not podcasts, audiobooks. I love London, as you know.
Yeah.
And we were up at a bookstore and I saw this book and I was like, I really want to read that. It looks familiar. And Carly went, I think you've got it. And I checked on my Audible and I downloaded it like months before.
Okay.
I wasn't quite sure what the book was about, but it's called Rivers of London.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically, it's by Ben Aronovich. Aronovich. It's quite a hard name to get right.
Oh, yeah, it's quite.
Aronovich, I think that is. It's called Rivers of London. And the only way I can describe it, and this gives a good feel for it, is a mixture of Luther, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Potter, and like The Bill.
So from that, I've got like 1920s police wizards.
Yes. Yes. Yes, so basically modern day, but there are wizards who are very old, so talk very posh London, you know, old, I've been around forever. There's ghouls, gremlins, vampires all around London, but the main person who's doing the voiceover
is a muggle, is
a cop.
Okay.
He's a police officer who gets put into a special police unit, the magic police unit. And you answer to one guy who's basically a wizard or a warlock, that sort of thing.
Mm.
But he's well known. It's a secret in the Met. So basically all around London, there's all these kind of sub creatures and stuff that happens that normal people can't see. So you get like the Harry Potter vibe going.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a lovely mixture of some of my favorite things. London, detectorism, Harry Potter, you know, magic world. They reference Harry Potter all the time in it.
That's cool.
So it's almost like a breaking the fourth wall of like referring to Harry Potter, but they are actual wizards in London. And it's really good.
It sounds interesting.
Really good. So Rivers of London, and I think there's a couple of other books in the series, but the fact they refer to things that you know, like Covent Garden, and you know, they've gone down to the embankment, and you know, they it's a real London.
Yeah, you can picture
it because we go there quite a lot. So when they're talking about going past, you know, the Tower Bridge and stuff, we walked over there last weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like quite surreal.
That's
but
cool.
The guy with audiobooks, it's only as good as the person narrating it, and the narrator of it's really good as well. Does a lot of good voices and accents and stuff, and he plays a mixed race police officer, and really good. Really enjoying it so far. So I definitely recommend Rivers of London if you're listening and want a new audiobook by Ben Aronovich. Best-selling novel.
That sounds
cool.
That sounds really cool, actually. I think
anyone that's into those sort of genres, police programs, London, Sherlock Holmesy sort of stuff, where they're investigating stuff, bit of supernatural stuff, it kind of ticks all those boxes. Really, really good.
That does sound cool. Moving on, while we're still on the fantasy, seen the trailer for the Fallout series?
I haven't. I've seen screenshots,
yeah,
but I haven't actually watched any trailers yet. So when is that out?
I actually know when it's out, but I'm very excited for it. It looks good.
So what's that on, Prime?
I don't think it actually says what it's on. I can't remember.
I wanted to say I'd maybe seen that it was a Prime thing, but I'm not. I could be completely wrong. Let's have a little Google.
It is Amazon.
Is it? Yeah, so it'll be on Prime. So yeah, hopefully Prime, that's
12th
good.
Of April.
Oh, okay, so it's a little bit of a wait.
Yeah, 2023-4 though, so we're not
too far.
No.
So yeah, I mean, look, I mean that is a lifelong favorite of mine, especially the early stuff when it was a new concept.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think Fallout probably. Is it Las Vegas or New Vegas?
New Vegas.
I think that's probably as far as I got enjoying it. And then after that, it kind of fizzled out for me a
Fallout
bit.
Fallout 3 and New Vegas were like my childhood games.
Yeah.
Fallout 4 I did enjoy.
Yeah.
I do still play it now and again.
Yeah. So, the original Fallout, when it first came out as a fresh concept, was mind-blowing.
That was like a top-down...
Well, no, sorry. I tell a lie. Not the original. So it's like when you refer to GTA, you don't go back to GTA 1 where it was top-down.
So Fallout 3 was the first console version.
Yeah, so basically it was the one where you introduced to the modern game where you came out of your vault and it was, you know, all retro sort of houses.
You were
in
there as a kid at the beginning.
Yeah, all of the artwork and everything was just so, so cool. So that futuristic 1950s vibe was like, yeah, this is cool. No one's done anything like this.
No.
Not that I was aware of anyway. But also to a degree where it was just so well designed.
Yeah.
All the characters and the Pip-Boys and all of that was just cool as fuck. So Fallout is a big one. So hopefully the series is as good as the game was at its best.
Yeah, I mean, as long as like some sort of writer from Bethesda has had like a hand in it, then
you would hope so. Because obviously we had Silo recently, which obviously we referred to as very similar.
Very similar, yeah.
To
Silo
Fallout.
Was very good.
Yeah, I never finished it in the end, so that's one thing I need to get back into. Mm. So Fallout, that's another really, really good one.
So the last week or so, I've been playing the Mafia 2.
Okay.
So it was like the PS3 Mafia game.
This is the one where you were falling through the world?
Yes.
When it glitched?
Yeah, it did. I found the way around it was just look at the map and avoid that road.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's a PS3 game. It's a definitive edition.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I finished it this week. And I looked at my play time. It was like 10 hours and 50 minutes.
That's probably all we need these days.
Yeah, because... I was Googling it to see, like, I was like, when the last mission was, and it's like chapter 15. And I was like, oh, I'm literally on chapter 15 now.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, if you've spent, and I think that it would take 11 hours if you've only done the main missions.
Yeah.
But I'm playing the game, I go, there is only main missions to do. Like, I cannot see, there's no other side quests.
No.
You could go rob shops, you know, gunpoint. You can steal cars or steal in scrap cars, but that's kind of it. There's not really.
There's not any
side quest as such.
Yeah.
It's just here's a mission, here's a mission, here's a mission, here's a mission.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes that is nice. It's a bit like when I played Dead, what's his name? The funny one that we both played.
Dead Island. Yeah.
You know, that I finished, and it's rare that I finish a game these days, but I finished that one and I was really happy. I wasn't happy that I'd finished it because I was really enjoying it, but I felt like. Yeah,
the game was long enough.
It was long enough, and I've managed to do it, and it grabbed me enough for me to want to go back to play it. And there's a big part of that when you're a dad and work full time, you do content creation. The game has to have a pull factor.
Yeah, yeah. You can't just like hop on for the sake of hopping on.
No, and I think that is down to story. So like the Dead Island thing was quite a good story. It's like kind of escape from LA sort of thing. You had to keep going, and it was very narrative, and it felt like there was a purpose to what you were doing. It was the same with Days Gone, you know. But then I jump on Assassin's Creed, and I don't get that same vibe. I put it on 2 days ago.
Bit hollow.
Yeah, and I turned it on. I was like, "Where am I? What was I doing when I last played? What is my missions? Where am I going?"
Yeah.
And it was the Greek one.
Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Yeah, see, that's not one you can put up and put down. That's massive.
It's massive, and it's very much like I was obviously doing a mission when I last played it because I'm here. But now I don't know what that mission was for, and there's one that's closer to me, so I'll go do that one.
Yeah.
So you never get that continuity of like, I was going there for a reason because it was followed on from the previous story.
You could have, you know, being a gamer, you'd have probably gone, right, I'll just fast travel I'll travel to that point.
Yep.
And then I'll switch off and on there because then all I've got to do is travel that extra little distance.
Exactly.
And I'm there.
But then you turn it back on, you go, what was I doing?
Yeah.
Where was I going?
You always need to put like a marker down.
Yeah. Yeah, it is one of those. So those types of games, for me as a dad, like, although when I was younger, smashed those. You know, Saturday, play football, come home, sit on for 8 hours and smash out
but
a really
is
good story
why games
game.
Like Apex, Warzone and Fallout do, and Fallout Fortnite do so well, because they are those...
Pick up and play.
Yeah.
Or to an extent, FIFA. you know, I've never been a massive FIFA person, but I used to play a lot of Football Manager back in the day, and that's another game where I can't play it anymore. I can't play it anymore. I don't have the time.
No.
You know, you need to get through half a season in one sitting, and you need to do all the press stuff. It's and I'm like, this is too much like work.
Racing games are a good one as well.
Yeah, exactly. I can't really do hours of racing games. I might pick it up for an hour.
Yeah, but you can pick it up, pull it down, then like a couple of months later or a couple of weeks later, you can pull it back on and be like, oh yeah, I'll just do the next race.
Yeah, yeah, no, exactly. So yeah, there are types of games, I think, as you get older that you gravitate to more than like the Baldur's Gate and things like that. So I think maybe for people who have got lots more time, maybe don't have kids and... you know, they might be single, whatever, then those games probably are game of the year. But yeah. For me, I couldn't get into them.
Although, that being said, I have just ordered another copy of Red Dead Redemption 2 because I have hankering for playing it.
Well,
which is
I too have had that hankering because I keep seeing videos on it on like Instagram.
Yeah. I think that's because where GTA has been announced,
yeah,
people are now going, well, now that monkey's on our shoulder, tell us more about Red Dead 3.
Yeah.
I mean, that's good because that's what Rockstar are basically known for. Those two games.
And the thing is, it was a good game. And I felt like I rushed through Red Dead Redemption 2. Mm. I felt like I rushed through it. And I find stuff now on YouTube, TikTok videos or Instagram videos where I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I did that bit, but I didn't do that bit. And I think some people play it very much like it is a sim.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and they just spend hours in the game just doing stuff.
So I'm really excited to play it again, but I know it's like a 120 hour game.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to finish it anytime soon, but I think I'll enjoy playing it again.
Do you think you'll play a game over Christmas and get your teeth into something?
It's probably going to be Red Dead.
Have you saved anything?
It'll be Red Dead.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still playing, we're going to need to finish Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Because I put that down because I sort of got a bit bored. I'd burnt myself out a bit, so I moved on. But then obviously I know Jess has got me the racing wheel, so... at some point before Christmas, I'll be taking my GTA, my Gran Turismo back.
Yeah, well, I'll be getting probably the crew.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to put it there. So I think that's going to be my racing corner.
That'd be cool.
So it won't be there permanently, but when I race, I think, although it's a PS5, it is a PC wheel as well.
Yeah.
Or I'll just put the PS5 in there, take the Xbox out.
Yeah.
And then have that as my PS5 monitor.
Your PS5 corner.
Yeah, and then race from there.
That'd be cool.
So that could be quite cool, because that's quite solid there.
Yeah, it's a nice little racing sim bit. Mm. The desk is, like you said, the desk's nice and solid.
Yeah, exactly. Plenty of foot room underneath there. So yeah, cool. Where are we at now?
So, final topic, which is also a bit of a question.
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe it was Kyle, you put the other day in the old group chat about any topics and stuff.
Yes.
And Kyle made a good point about lighting designs.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, how often do we think, or if we think we should ever change them up, mix them up a little bit, or that put me on to then maybe like, you know, our setups in general, because sometimes you get a bit stale. So do you think, you know, is it a case of we should be mixing our setups up for the gram and our lighting designs more frequently, or is, you know, it's not fit, it's not broken, no point fixing it?
It's a really hard one because I would like to do it more often, but I think there's extra complications. I think part of it, and this is maybe a perspective from the UK, is we struggle with space.
Mm.
So there's so much other stuff to do. You know, when if your setups are looking nice, I kind of just want to leave them as they are. Like, I've had Nanoleaf in boxes, ready to do a new design for 6 months. And every time I think I've got time to do it, I don't.
No.
Because the problem is I've got quite a big wall display, which means if I take it all down, it's going to rip off my wallpaper, which then means I've got to sand the wallpaper just to take off the rough edges. I've then got to paint it, then got to wait for it to dry. Yeah. Then I've got to start again.
Yeah, fill, paint, all the rest of it.
And that is at least a 2-day job.
Yeah, so the whole process becomes like a week.
It does, you know. And then if you don't like the design that you've done, you've gone to all that effort
to go through all over again.
So it's a really hard one. I think fear stops me from doing it. The fear of the work involved and the fear of not liking the end product. Because I have done lighting designs before and not liked it.
Mm.
And I think I like my design at the minute. And I know kind of what I want to do, but I can't bring myself to actually do it.
Yeah.
So same with the corner you're in. I want to redo the lighting in that corner, take down the old hex wood panel effect, nanoleafs, and replace some other stuff. But there's 101 other jobs before I even get to that.
You do get that feel, like, I've seen it a lot where it seems some other creators out there, whether they're in the UK or in other countries, there is something new or changed, like big changes against their
setup.
Every couple of weeks. And it's not the case of like, you know, new keyboard, new monitor.
Mm.
It's like straight up new desk, whole new wall. And then like 2 weeks later, it's all done again. And you're thinking like, where have you got the time and money for all this?
Well, I think they don't have kids. I mean, that's all I can put it down to.
Mm.
Is, you know, and that's not me being curt with them. I think they're younger,
yeah.
And they haven't started families yet.
True.
And they don't have, they, you know, their spaces are pristine and curated and minimal and nice and clean.
Like you say, taking all the lights down and putting all the wall up and having to redo it all. You're like, how could you, every 2 weeks?
I haven't got the effort. But the thing is, there are certain lights that are easier than others. So I think the lines are very loosely attached to the walls. They're very lightweight. And I think you could probably pull them off without making any damage. So I think if you have a design that is largely the lines, nano leaf lines, you probably could. I could probably take down that really easily and do another shape.
Yeah.
Whereas the triangles have got three sticky backs per triangle.
Yes, they're going to
So there is probably 37 double-sided sticky pull tabs on there. That's 37 Russian roulettes.
Yeah, yeah.
That I just don't have the energy for.
And you know, it's, the odds are going to be over 50% in the wrong way.
They're going to rip the wallpaper, basically. And I just can't bring myself to do it.
I know my lines at home, when you get the lines, they've got like the protective film on the back cavity for the sticky bit.
Yeah.
I fold it in half. I only use half the sticky pads.
So
if I do change it, I can then
do the other
reuse or use the other half.
Yeah.
But I'm not changing my setup because I can't be bothered. I don't like it.
Yeah. So
I
think it's not for lack of maybe wanting to do it, but I think the difference between wanting to do it and the reality of doing it are two different things.
Yeah.
So I think if you have a dedicated room that is very clutter-free and nice and you can pull your desk out and you've got the time and you haven't got kids running around, then yeah, I probably would change it a lot more often. But because my room is tight for space, I don't really want to pull my desk out because it's not on wheels. It's not like a standing desk or anything like that. It's a chunky big desk.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I've got a million other jobs that I'm still not doing that I need to do. Sorting this house out has just become this fucking chain around my neck. So if I have any spare minute, it's doing the washing up. Mm. It's, you know, trying to sort laundry. It's never ending.
Being an adult sucks.
It's never ending. I do think in the UK, and I don't think it is maybe like this in other cold countries, but we hoard way too much.
Yeah.
So we have too much stuff. We don't do enough clearance. We don't do the spring clean enough. You know, we don't clear out previous year's
stuff. Yard sale.
We don't do the yard sale, or like we don't live minimalistic like the Scandi countries.
Like a garden sale. Somebody walk past me, like, right, they've got all that stuff. Then they come back later on and just rob it when you're asleep.
Yeah. I just find like, you know, like for the Scandi countries, for example, and I've not been, so this is just my perception on what I see on TV. But
or
I think,
Carsten's house.
Or Carsten's house. But they buy with intent.
Yeah.
And they buy stuff that is designed to enhance the house or the home. Whereas we buy tat.
Yeah, we buy
We buy plastic tat. The kids have plastic tat. Obviously, being a tech creator, I'm always swamped with stuff.
Mm.
And it's good stuff. Like over there's a Yeti.
Yeah.
Behind you's a Micarm with a Logitech boom and a mic that's a week old. It's all good stuff.
Yeah.
But it looks shit because it's in the way.
Because you can't do anything with it.
We've got three chairs in this tiny room. I've got another chair in the lounge. Just got rid of a chair. The girls got two chairs in their bedroom, gaming chairs. It's just a never-ending battle. Yeah. Honestly, it is exhausting.
You need a warehouse.
It is mentally, physically, and emotionally exhausting, basically trying to manage a small house.
Yeah, you always want to make the chair and put it back in its box.
Basically, instantly. Yeah. You know, when I was saying this on my thread the other day, that I have a love-hate relationship with gaming chairs. Yeah. I love them, and I love trying out a new chair. I'm sat in a new chair right now, built a couple of days ago, that I haven't posted about yet. And it's got a really cool feature, which I'm not going to say because I don't want to give it away. But the thought of building one broke me. I got him from work, and I was just like, they're chasing me for this video.
It needs to be done.
It needs to be done. And I had a window of opportunity. Carly was working Wednesday.
Yeah.
So built it, filmed it, edited it, got it over to them for approval.
8 o'clock, is it?
It's 8:20.
No, I think I should be there.
What time you got to be there?
I can't remember. Drop off at 7. I might be late. I don't know.
Well, luckily we are at the end of our topic. So
I think it's 9 o'clock. Pretty sure, it's 9 o'clock. Well, I think we're safe.
If it's nine, we got 45 minutes.
Yeah, I think we're safe. Don't worry.
If it was eight, you're about to have child social services calling.
Later, would text me. I'm having premature panic. Don't worry.
That was classic parenting right there. Am I an hour late for picking up my daughter?
Premature panic. I think it's fine. I normally leave at 10 to 9.
Yeah. It's yeah. Fine. We basically got plenty of time. We got enough time to wrap this up.
Yeah.
And have a few crisps.
My phone flashed at the time, and I was like,
the look of panic then as the topic master. That was hilarious.
Well, that's funny.
But yeah. So that's completely thrown our train of thought. Yeah. But there we go. That's parenting in a nutshell, we just moaned about life parenting, and then you had a parent panic attack at the end of the podcast.
I did.
So maybe that's the time to end the podcast.
No, we've only been recording for 50 minutes. This is our shortest podcast.
It is our shortest. Well, we can try and keep this one under an hour. But I don't think we've got any other topics anyway.
We haven't got any other topics. That was it. I mean, we were talking about your love for chairs, but
well, my love hate for chairs.
Yeah.
And the thing is, the chairs I have now are all actually very comfortable. Mm, yeah. So I'm torn at the moment. So the one you're sat in originally was, I even told the brand, I'm going to sell one. That's going to be the one I'm going to sell because I wanted to keep the fabric one.
Yeah.
But that's comfy.
Yeah, it is.
That's comfy. This one has an awesome feature, which is really fun to use and is super comfy in fairness. But apparently this is a £600 chair, and I know I'm only going to get 150 quid for it on Facebook Marketplace.
Isn't it?
Savage. You know, it's a day old.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it goes towards Christmas and, you know, pays for the Christmas booze. So, yeah, you know, I think I've got lofty aspirations every year at Christmas, like, because I have that 10-day period. But we end up doing lots of stuff and then end up eating too much and drinking too much and then being unmotivated to do housework.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think there is another goal this year, to move the girls into their own bedrooms, to get their gaming setups in their bunk beds looking slick in each room. Then it's kind of working our way back to our room and getting that nice and empty, painting the landing, all the woodwork and the landing and the handrail up the stairs, and just trying to make the house feel a bit fresh again.
Yeah.
You know, there's so much
to
do.
But it does get to a point in every household where after like so many years, everything just needs a repaint.
Well, we've been here 7 years and the only room really that has had a touch up of paint has been this room and maybe a little bit in the lounge.
Yeah.
But like the hallways, the landing, there's not been painted since we moved in 7 years. So it's all, you know, kids running up and down, you know, stuff being moved up and down, scuffed walls, and it just all needs doing now. And it gets to the point where I can't not see it. And being as OCD as I am, it's just constant stress.
And even being 12 months that we've been in our house nearly, like I'm looking around going, right, I need to do that. I've got to do that. Like just having kids that just, you know, they're like bulling a china shop around the house. I'm so right, that's been knocked. That needs fixing.
Yeah. Or you want to upgrade stuff. Like I want to redo all of our carpets. So we got these carpets when we moved in. The only one that's been updated since then is the living room, which we had changed a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But that's fucked already. You know, I think
it doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
No, it's not.
When you got it.
Yeah, it's not that long ago we got the carpets redone, because I basically through my job of work with a carpet fitter, and they had some spare carpet, so they didn't even charge us. But it's already stained to fuck. Yeah. I don't know how it happens. Like the kids are older now, they don't actually spill a lot, but they just seem to be just filthy.
So when they get the ketchup, they just like scoop it and splat it everywhere.
Oh, it's just a nightmare. So the thing is, I have had them professionally cleaned last Christmas, so I need to get them redone now, and it'll probably give them another year or two or whatever. But I think the next time we get carpets done, we're investing in better quality, because they're quite a tight pile. Good underlay, but a tight carpet.
Yeah.
And I tend to find those ones, they show up everything, and the color's a bit light. It's like a biscuity color.
Yeah.
Whereas I think next time we'll go definitely darker gray. And a thicker pile,
yeah,
bit basically. So they'll be a bit more expensive, but I think that's what we want to do. Well, and then obviously, like you said, all the woodwork needs doing, all the doors need doing, all the walls need doing. So where do you stop?
Well, yeah, that's it, isn't it? Yeah.
And paint's not cheap these days.
No,
you know. Not. So even just to get a massive vat of you know, plain decorator white emulsion is going to be £65, you know, for a big one.
Tub, yeah.
I think the one I normally get is a Valspar 5 litre, which tends to do a couple of rooms, and that's really nice coverage. So you only need to do one coat, and that's that Chantilly grey.
Yeah.
I normally do, but that's £45 per 5 litre.
Yeah.
So it all adds up.
I've done it just.
But then also you're supposed to like sand down your woodwork, and I'm just too lazy, so just paint over it. Just keep painting over it. It just gets thicker and thicker and thicker until the doors don't open.
The room gets smaller and smaller.
Basically, yeah, the square footage is shrunk because of the 17 layers of gloss. But yeah, it's all of that's got to be done. I guess most houses can relate. The funny thing is, when we bought this house, it was a shithole. And we used to be like, when we first got this room, used to be like minimal. It was a dining table, like a nice little corner of antiquities, and that was it. It looked massive. And now look at it. It basically looks like it was when we bought it, and we were complaining that they were slobs, because we've done the same. We've just got too much stuff.
Probably should get limited, don't they?
Yeah. Too much stuff. But weirdly, our neighbours two up have moved out recently. Now, for those who don't know this house, it's a 980 square foot, 1930s semi-detached. I would say these houses for rent are probably in the region of 1300 a month. The house two doors up, see, identical to this one, has just come on at 1800 a month to rent.
Oh, wow.
1800 a month for a house less than 1,000 square foot. It's wrong.
Is wrong.
It's absolutely insane. The nice thing is those people were mechanics and used to have two white vans, a pickup truck, and they had a lodger. So they had four cars.
I know the house you mean, yeah.
Four cars they had in our cul-de-sac. It was a fucking nightmare. So I hope they don't rent it. They were Polish. They were very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
They were really nice people, but, you know, it was always working on cars and stuff. So there's always big trucks, white vans, pickup trucks, massive BMWs. They obviously, I think they did a bit of selling and buying cars.
Yeah.
And they took up most of the road. So now they've moved out. If we get a nice kind of family move in with two small cars,
plenty more room.
Much better. But yeah, our cul-de-sac's insane for the amount of cars it has, really. So yeah, prices are wild at the moment for houses.
This Hoppy Xmas is going down lovely.
I finished mine.
Have you? I finished mine. Savoring it. It's really good. So that is, as a reminder, the Hoppy Xmas by BrewDog. You can get it once a year, so be fast. You might be able to get it. Get your hands on some now.
From Sainsbury's.
From Saino's.
There we go.
And then that wraps us up, I think.
I think that's it. Let's do it. We very rarely discipline ourselves to the hour.
Yeah.
So why don't we finish it off there and say thank you for a wicked season 3.
Yes.
22 awesome episodes. We might come in with a cheeky Christmas one.
See if we can figure out. It's all depending on what's going on.
It all depends on what's going on. If we drop one, it won't be planned.
No.
Or it won't have a date planned. It's in our mind. We might do a Christmas one. Might be quite nice to do one remotely or around another house.
Yeah, we'll figure something
out. You know, I've got traveling mics, so we can potentially do that. But this is the last official episode of season 3.
Yeah, so thank you for 22 episodes.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of fun.
That's been a lot of fun. And we've learned a lot
all technically. All 26 countries for listening.
Yeah. We've learned a lot technically in this season as well.
It's gone a lot smoother than I had anticipated. Because obviously coming from used to stream now and again, and we know what that's like. I was like, this is just...
It was the same. Basically, dropping video has been the best part of season 3 for me, technically wise, because it just means we can come in, set up our mics, and with maybe 30 seconds of prep,
yeah,
we're good to go.
So while we've still got a little bit of time, what would you say is one thing we need to improve moving forward for the next season?
I don't know if it's improved, but maybe it's more the word adapt.
Yeah.
So I think maybe it's, you know, maybe expanding the format. Maybe it is because we do tend to gravitate around the same moans, and that could be like Instagram parenting, whatever.
I mean, parenting is going to be there. That is,
it's going to be there because it is the dad cast. But I think maybe we do a bit more research before each episode, and maybe look at maybe some broader topics of parenting. That's just all ideas. I wouldn't say they're improvements. They're just things to keep people listening.
No.
Because I don't think we could do another 22 episodes of the same stuff.
No, it needs to be mixed up.
I know games evolve, so there'll always be a new game. Films evolve, there'll always be a new film. But, you know, don't be recovering similar topics every single time. So yeah, maybe we just look at the format. Maybe like this season we introduced the drink, worked really well. You know, we didn't do that in the previous season.
Next season, we're going to introduce two drinks.
Are we going to bring in some drugs?
Yes.
So each week.
I picked up this nice bag of Class A's from Mickey down the road.
Next season, we're going into Class A drugs.
We're going to work our way through the alphabet.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, I don't think it's improved. I'm perfectly happy. I think audio has been a thing that we've kind of tried to make sure is really good. I think we've got better as we've gone on.
Yes.
I think we've got some good microphone equipment now that seems a lot more stable.
The mics have been perfect.
You know, so it's just, yeah, you know, getting the editing right. I think, yes, I would like to do video in some format, whether that is whole episodes or snippets.
Mm. I do like the idea of doing snippets and uploading them as reels.
Well, I think maybe next season it could be we just always do the drink part.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the drink part, we have a cut. And we carry on, basically. So every episode we basically can show the audience what we're drinking.
Yeah.
So that might be something for next season. But maybe we put it to our 86 number one fans and see what they would like to see in season three. So
if you haven't, like we said at the beginning of the podcast, if you are not following the socials already, then please do look up the Dadcast.
Yep.
Or look ourselves up. We've got I Am Mike's and me, MechTech Gaming. I am Mike's milk.
Fucking hell. He's doing it now. I've had two people email me calling me Mike today.
Oh, I've just got to screw it. I just have to slip it in. I just can't help it.
I know. So I am Milks.
I am Milks.
A few underscores in there.
The look of dread and death I got across the face.
And then you got MacTac Gaming.
Yeah. But if you have any suggestions of anything you would like to see in or hear in the Dadcast moving forward, then...
Don't be shy. Give it a try.
Yeah. Don't be shy. We're not going to bite.
Yeah.
If we don't like it, we'll just tell you to fuck off. So it's
we just won't do it.
Well, yeah. Simple as that.
So there's nothing to lose, really.
No.
But no, we want to make sure season four is entertaining. It gives us a little chance now to relax. That is definitely the theme for me, to try and clear my collabs. Mm. Although I've had one that wants something on the 17th and one wants something on the 24th of December. Amazon, I think, want to drop on the 24th. There's another one that wants to drop on the 24th. And I've just had one today for a mouse that wants the 17th. So the goal is to basically... pre-film them, get them done, so it's just posting. The Amazon one is filmed, provided they don't come back with loads of amendments. I just want a break.
I want
to do what you're doing right now, but just I want to do that from the 22nd through to the 2nd. I don't want to do anything other than post the odd story post. Stats are, I'm not going to get into it, but stats are just through the floor.
I'm not looking forward to when I come back.
No, there is basically, you drop off a cliff when you stop posting.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like I said in my thread post the other day, it's not like, it was on my Instagram post yesterday. It's not like I haven't been working on content, but the content I've been working on requires approval.
Mm.
So I've been working on the Amazon stuff. I worked solid for four nights.
It's not that you're not posting.
Yeah.
It's that you're waiting for to be told you can post.
Yeah, exactly. But it's taken up so much time when I'm not posting that I'm not even posting just throwaway content.
Yeah.
So I made myself basically after like 11 o'clock, get my camera out, take a picture of the setup and post it at like midnight.
Just to keep relevant.
Just to keep a post on the page. So yeah. When you start working with the bigger brands, the brand approval basically slows down your content posting.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at. And I really do want to have a proper, what feels like a proper stress-free break. Don't want to be having to post content over.
No, you need to set yourself a hard deadline and say, basically, this is my deadline. Any posts after that, I'll have to wait for the year.
Yeah, exactly. And stand strong on it. So, yeah, that's my end of year. Play some VR, do lots of drinking.
Sounds like fun.
Sounds like a plan.
Cool.
Well, there we go.
Hope you all have a lovely Christmas period.
Yeah, we probably won't. You won't hear from us probably after this one until we maybe do something over the festive period, but it might not be pre-Christmas Day.
No.
So, if it's not, have a lovely Christmas.
Yes.
Brilliant new year, lots of booze, lots of food, lots of gaming, and hopefully some stress-free parenting.
Hopefully stress-free parenting, that is the key.
And yeah, just don't forget to pick them up.
No,
like
no.
Paul.
I didn't forget to pick them up, I was just early. I really want to see my daughter. No, I don't.
No, you don't.
No.
Plus you've also timed the kidnapper to come at 9:15, so you need to be there so it doesn't look suspicious.
It doesn't look suspicious, yeah. Exactly.
So you didn't hear that on the podcast. That's between us and you 86 number one fans. If the police come knocking
on your doors
for an incentive, a motive.
Yeah.
You didn't hear it here.
Didn't hear it here.
That was a Dadcast exclusive, not available to the police. There we go.
Right.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for listening.
And we'll catch you for Christmas.
Bye.